Missouri Synod will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 25th Psalm we read, may integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Wondrous God, we gather in prayer and ready for the work and some fun this day. So we pray, bless us with wisdom and discernment, so we may prove to be faithful as we seek to serve you and the people who elected us. And help us live in such a way that we bring you glory and steadfast faithfulness in every task and interaction we confront. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did I tell you we're not going to hear them all?
I just heard.
Okay. Make sure you knew that.
You staying late today?
No. No, we're not doing anything today. So just in and out, yeah.
Go to Kansas City.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator McCass. Senator McCass is here. Senator from the First. Senator from the First is here. Quorum is established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 23rd day, Tuesday, February 14, 2023. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize the close?
Yeah, I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lawrence.
President, I have some special guests.
Proceed.
On your right, Mr. President, with me today are some extremely precious people. Standing to nearest to you is Luca Hine. Next to her, Chloe Cole, and Chloe's brother, Mitchell. They are incredibly special, in my opinion, because they are being a voice to those who, not necessarily voiceless, but they're being groomed and forced, medicalized, to do things that should not be done to minor children. And I'm so proud of them for coming here today from their homes in other states to implore our Committee on Emerging Issues to the fact that this is being done. The revelation that we recently had as a result of Jamie Reed, the whistleblower from Washington U, just speaks volumes. And it affirms what they're doing. And it tells us that we have to take action to protect our children. So would y'all please join me in welcoming Luca Hine, Chloe Cole, and Mitchell Cole.
Would the Senate welcome the guests from Lawrence County? Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire the senator from the 23rd, please?
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, you were part of a press conference just a few minutes ago that actually highlighted Luca and Chloe and their plight. There were some questions asked that were unbelievable. Would you like to address some of those questions?
Well, first of all, Senator, I think we saw something in that press conference that transcended politics. In the sense that, in spite of all these elected officials and politicians and special interest groups that are talking about working on this issue, we had two individuals come forward that you just introduced on the floor that had been directly and immediately harmed by the procedures that we're talking about banning in this state. In fact, they were using terms, and the things that stuck out to me, the term permanently medicalized. Permanently medicalized as a result of the harm that was inflicted upon these children, one as young as the age of 13, as a result of these treatments and therapies, the therapies in particular. And when you see that, I'm standing behind them as they are talking to an array of press corps, asking them questions. And actually, ironically enough, what's amazing is that they started their presentation by talking about some of the anxieties that drove them into these clinics in the first place. And yet, to watch them overcome some of those very anxieties and being willing to stand up publicly in front of the entire state and the entire country to share their story, which is incredibly personal to them, more so than anybody else in this room, is amazing. And it's a level of strength that I don't often witness. And I'm thinking to myself, shame on us for not taking action before that harm was done. And Senator, I filed legislation, you filed legislation, we're going to work to get these protections in place so that doesn't happen to anybody else. But I can't help but feel we should have been focusing on this a long time ago. And I'm thankful for the whistleblower report that you mentioned that came to light last week, which is strengthening the momentum to getting these protections in place. But the sooner the better, because these kids are being harmed. One reporter asked, what do you say to all the children who have had successful transitions? Somebody actually asked that question.
I know.
And asking that question, I don't know of any of these successful transitions. I've spoken to parents who were convinced and lied to get their children into these therapies. I don't know of any successful transitions. In fact, we just had an individual say that when she was 13, she didn't appreciate how much that she would want to be a mother one day. And when she came to that realization, it was too late.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Senator.
That is powerful.
You talk about something that's very important. Their parents, Chloe's parents, didn't know what to do, so they sought counsel. Unfortunately, it was a counsel that said you got to continue this transition phase. They were wrong. They were misinformed. They were lied to, and they were coerced. And so that's what we've got to address. So I'm proud of Luca and Chloe for coming to Missouri. And I look forward to the revelations that have been made and the investigation that is ongoing. And I'm grateful for your part in all this too, Senator. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of guest, a senator from Dunklin County.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, we have Mrs. French and Mrs. Lumbee's art class from Neelyville High School. And they have come to visit us today, and they have brought some amazing murals of the Gulf War that is all made by rice. And I think you all know how important rice is to Missouri, fourth largest rice producing state in the nation. And they have done an amazing job, and if the body would welcome them, and at the same time, please go out and look at these amazing murals.
If the students from Neelyville and their instructors would rise, the Missouri Senate will welcome you today. Senator from Dunklin, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I've went and looked at the rice artwork, and it's fantastic. Did they paint each piece of rice?
Well, we'd have to ask them if that's a yes or a, it is amazing.
No, they're shaking their heads no. They're very talented, and I would encourage the body to see that. It's a great tribute to our veterans, and it's an incredible tribute to our agriculture economy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President, for recognizing me. I've got, to your right and my left, guests that may maybe stand up. The director of the Pike Lincoln Technical Center, Mr. Hanley, Martin Hanley. If you all want to stand up, they already are standing up. But thanks for being here today. They're here. These students are here, are young leaders in Pike and Lincoln County. They're getting education they need to be the workforce leaders we need in the future. And Mr. Hanley is doing an incredible job teaching these kids, putting these kids into our workforce. Pike Lincoln, the Pike Lincoln Center does just tremendous work in developing the future leaders and job, the folks we need in our jobs for tomorrow up there in Pike and Lincoln. And so appreciate the work they're doing and ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the folks from the Pike and Lincoln Career Technical Center. Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton, and the ladies first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an introduction of guests. They're in the gallery. East Newton DECA, FCCLA, N Diamonds, FFA, DECA, and FBLA. They stand. I'd like the body to welcome them.
Let's welcome these folks from the center of Newton County. Introduction of guests, the Senator from Livingston.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, recognition of career tech schools from throughout our state are visiting the Capitol today to visit with legislators and remind them of the value of career technical education, both in the K-12 schools as well as post-high students. So behind us in the gallery today from the Northwest that we're able to be in here at this time is a Grand River Technical School, FBLA students. That school is located in Chillicothe, Missouri. And also behind me, Carrollton Area Vocational Technical School students from Carroll County. I ask the body to help them feel welcome.
Would these young folks from Grand River and Carrollton please stand, and would the Missouri Senate make them welcome today? Introduction of guests, Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the upper gallery have the Richmond FFA, if they would please stand. These great folks are from Richmond, Missouri. They are in the FFA program along with their FFA advisor, Chuck Foreman. I'd ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these folks from the Richmond FFA. The chair would like to make an introduction on behalf of the senators from St. Charles County's 23rd and 2nd. We have the St. Charles Vision Leadership Group with us today. If they would rise, young men and ladies from St. Charles County in a 9-month process to learn more about what's happening in St. Charles. One of their leaders is our friend Molly Dempsey, wife of Tom Dempsey, my second favorite senator ever. Jason Bean's my first, if you can't say his name. And we also have Luke Kehoe in that crowd. So let's welcome the folks from St. Charles County Vision Leadership Class. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee or Senate Concurrent Resolution 7, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 8, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill 47, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 28, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 23, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies for the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 70, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 103, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills numbers 119 and 120, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 101, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 13, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 75, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator O'Loughlin, Chairman.
Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 11, relating a concurrent resolution relating to Eddie Gable Day.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Concurrent Resolution 12.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12, a concurrent resolution relating to Rivers of Missouri Day.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Dunklin.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of House bills. Senator from Boone.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 14, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof.
Appropriations. Also, Mr. President, could you please refer Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 103, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 23, and Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 119 and 120 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
They will be so referred.
Mr. President, also, would you refer Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
They will be so referred as well. Senator from Jefferson.
And a special guest, Mr. President.
Hearing no objection, would you seek unanimous consent to introduce
yes.
special guest?
Yes.
Hearing no objection, Senator, please proceed.
Thank you. Today, to my left and to your right, I have from my district the Jefferson R7 Blue Jay varsity volleyball team. They are the Class 2 state volleyball champs. When I call your name, those of you sitting, would you please stand? And those of you on the back row, you can just raise your hand. Sage Bader, Madeline Barbagallo, Emma Breyer, Elizabeth Dalton, Grace Lowry, Helena Lloyd, Kristen Lloyd, Macklin McPeters, Grace Niels, Isabel Price, Avery Richeson, Ava Roth, Paige Siebert, Megan Wood, Margaret Wrigley, Jace Berry, and we also have the coach, Coach Fish, and her husband is here today, and we also have the superintendent of schools, Mr. Clint Johnson. And I ask that you make the team feel welcome.
Let's welcome the Lady Blue Jay Volleyball State Champions. Senator from Dunklin County. Senator from Johnson, I'm sorry. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery, I have students from the Lex La Ray, for short, Technical Center. If they would please stand. These students have come up here to advocate for some of the great programs that they go through and to see what we do here in the state capitol. And I ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome these young men and ladies to the state stunna today. Senator from Dunklin.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements.
President, I plan to make a motion to adjourn until 4 p.m. on Monday.
Senator, is that an announcement that you're letting the body be aware of?
Announcement for the body to be aware. Yes, Mr.
Thank
President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 20th was humored by your announcement. Further announcements? Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 20th.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Dunklin County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, February 20th at 4 p.m.